those three baskets are really very exciting, and hopefully we can get even more resources to make them happy rather than just sustaining what we have. But, you know, I'm a hopeful person. Our next presenter is Chris Collins, and Chris is going to be speaking to us today on the principles for successful country ownership in the GHI. Chris is the Vice President and Director of Public Policy at AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research, and he has spent over 18 years with HIV/AIDS policy and advocacy. He's worked on the Hill, he's worked as a consultant, he's worked in multiple places, really focusing on HIV/AIDS advocacy and policy and more resources for them. So with that, I will turn it over to Chris. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I'm just going to make some brief remarks, and I look forward to the question and answer. If you haven't heard it enough, though, I want to start off with maybe the most important thing, which has been alluded to already, which is this month, you know, the next year of the global health response hangs in the balance with the Debt Commission doing its work, but also the State Foreign Operations Bill going to the floor probably early next week. We've got to maintain the Senate numbers on the Global Health Initiative, all the components of the GHI. We can't have amendments that pass that cut those global health numbers. We need the Senate to go into conference with the House with the numbers they've got in their current bill. So anything you can do to weigh in with senators and get your colleagues and your institutions to weigh in with senators about not cutting global health, please do it in the next 48 hours. It's absolutely essential. There, I'm done with the most important thing I'm going to say. I also want to thank Mike Isabel, who's a consultant I work with a lot, for helping with some of the thoughts about this. I'm going to talk a little bit about country ownership, and really this is an aptly titled talk because I want to just throw out some principles for us to think about in what can make country ownership and that whole movement as successful as possible. I think all of us agree, probably, that country ownership and that movement is essential to long-term success in global health. You know, external funders have a critical role to play. They will in the future as well. But in the long run, for a whole lot of reasons, we want countries to be responsible and responsive to the health needs of their citizens and to have multi-sectoral national control of what that health response looks like. That's just democratic, that's equitable, that's sustainable. Sustainability is another critical piece of why we need to be thinking about moving towards healthy country ownership, because we need governments to get more in the game in terms of putting money in to protect their own citizens' health. And that becomes increasingly critical as rich and middle-income countries around the world face increasing financing challenges. And country ownership is arguably absolutely essential to achieving the scale of coverage of health services that we need. It is typically government programs that can achieve scale in a sustained way, and country ownership is essential to that. South Africa, in the area I work in most, which is HIV/AIDS, you know, South Africa in the last few years is an example of some of the great advantages of increased country ownership. Here's a country that moved from largely ignoring its epidemic to really taking hold of it, now being the leading provider of AIDS treatment in the world. And through that, you see, and their ownership, a more effective, sustainable, and far-reaching response that's going to have great success against HIV. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of agreement on the need to move towards country ownership. And I think the question is, how do we move along that trajectory in a way that benefits health for people, health for everybody in countries, and in an ethical way? I mean, for all the good things about country ownership, I think we also need to put out there some of the concerns that you've got to have about seeing the United States and other major donors relying increasingly on country ownership as what they care about. I mean, the country ownership effort, first of all, can't be about reducing overall investment in health. It can't be about abandoning the most vulnerable people in society. It can't be about locking civil society out of decision making. So, a little bit more detail about that. You know, when you think about more countries moving to ownership of all their health aspects, it's a good thing, but then we also know that marginalized populations don't fare so well in just about every country in the world. We need to think about what the implications of that are. In HIV/AIDS, one of the groups hardest hit is gay men and other men who have sex with men. And as you probably know, gay male sexual behavior is criminalized in over 70 countries. It comes with the death penalty in several countries. I don't have to tell anybody in this room that women don't have equal rights in practically any country in the world. I think that's another area we've got to be looking out for. Sex workers and IDUs are in every country in the world, and yet they're criminalized, treated horribly by the authorities in many, many places, and harm reduction services are not made available that can help fight HIV and other blood-borne diseases. Civil society engagement is essential to strong health programs. So country ownership cannot mean really government ownership. It has to mean broad multi-sectoral engagement in health planning. We need to be aware of the Gongo phenomenon, government-organized NGOs. We need to foster true civil society engagement. Country ownership has to be thoughtful about maintaining adequate financing. In many, many countries of the world, governments are not making adequate investments to protect the health of their citizens. So how is that going to change as we move towards country ownership? And finally, donor countries can't use country ownership as a way to abandon health aid. I'd like to quote Lois Quam, actually, here, executive director of GHI. I was really happy to hear her say a couple months ago that in 10 years, the United States shouldn't be doing less in global health than GHI countries. We should be doing just as much or more, but we should be doing different things. I think those are words to live by. It's not, country ownership is not about rich countries stepping out of promoting health and development. In other countries. So, I mean, I think we need an approach to country ownership that emphasizes the centrality of inclusive country leadership while underscoring the importance of advancing health and equitable approaches to doing that and while maintaining external investment where it's needed. There's also an issue about strategic investment that I think we need to be thinking about moving towards country ownership. This is, as we just heard, a time of amazing opportunity in global health, in AIDS and in other areas. You know, Dr. Tony Fauci has written in just the last few months, as has Ambassador Goosby along with Ambassador Mark Dybul, that we can begin to end the AIDS epidemic in this world, given all the science that's coming in over the last year. That's an amazing statement, something that no one really could have said a year ago, but it only happens if we're strategic and make choices about how to use the portfolio to maximum impact. So that means as we think about country ownership, we've got to be thinking about also encouraging and incentivizing the most strategic possible use of the resources that we've got. And of course, integration is a major theme. It's a major theme for GHI and for many, many countries. And it makes absolute sense. But in moving towards integration and country ownership and integration, we also have got to keep the emphasis on achieving measurable outcomes and accountability for that. So, I mean, I think that's one of the nuts we need to crack there. So, I mean, I think with all the opportunities of science and the success we've seen in our programming and the opportunities of integration of services, these are all real challenges to use resources strategically and to have accountability and to promote advocacy around all these efforts. So now I'd just like to lay out some principles I think we ought to think about as we move towards country ownership in order to make that country ownership successful and equitable. And I'll suggest seven really quickly. One is, I think rich countries, donors, foundations, etc., need to be willing to push back when countries pursue unsound or unequitable approaches. That includes financing. Countries shouldn't be defunding health when they get money. Countries need to be putting their own money in. Most at-risk populations, we've got to make it clear that it's unacceptable not to treat all people equally. And we need to attend to the needs of the most vulnerable. Sometimes that means targeted services that are out of the usual health system. We've got to be encouraging countries to be strategic and prioritizing critical interventions, and we've got to be promoting civil society engagement. When those things aren't happening, I think that external donors have a role to play, and they can do that through things like PEPFAR's partnership agreements, incentives they set up, choosing not to fund the Ministry of Health, but instead funding NGOs, chosen country. The UK has a system now where they're defunding countries that criminalize gay male behavior. You know, I think that's worth discussion. I'm not saying that is absolutely the right way to go, but I mean, I think these are all things worth talking about. Second point I would make, we need to get our own house in order. U.S. government programs need to do even better at working collaboratively. We've seen many ways in which PEPFAR is a great foundation for building out. I think we need to articulate quite clearly what that opportunity is and build on that. We've also, all rich countries, I think, have to do, well, our country in particular, has to do better in our own domestic response, making it a better, more strategic, making it more outcomes-oriented. That work has started with a national HIV/AIDS strategy. Third point I would make is that donors have a role to play in funding civil society, recognizing and validating their leadership, promoting them in holding their governments accountable, helping them have a seat at the table, and funding their own capacity development so that they, when they do get a seat at the table, they're able to participate on their own behalf meaningfully. The fourth thing I would say is we've got to do better at providing countries with analytic means to use their resources as strategically as possible and take advantage of all the science we're getting. Fifth, we need to have better accountability systems. You know, I really appreciate in the area of HIV/AIDS, we have the UNGAS system of markers, but these things are reported by country governments themselves. It's a system that I don't think I need to spell out how that may not be the most accurate accountability system. We've got to do better as a global community in developing accountability systems that are real, that can be used by advocates, and that can be relied on by donors as they're making decisions. Six, I think we need to be doing research and policy efforts that make country ownership more feasible and doable in the long run, and that includes things like making drugs cheaper, making dealing with intellectual property so that drugs can be more accessible, making diagnostic tools simpler, getting developing regimens that are simpler to deliver in the field, and that would, and I would also add to that list planning tools. And last but not least, number seven, I would say, to make country ownership successful, we've got to be ready to not back out, to not abandon countries. Many countries are still going to need donor assistance for many years. This is certainly true in the area of HIV. There are some countries with big epidemics that can do a lot more. They need to be pushed to, and there are many countries with big epidemics that don't have the GDP to do a whole lot more in the short run. Country ownership cannot be about moving out of countries. It must be about being more strategic in countries, getting better health outcomes, and doing even better work and more effective work years ahead. Thank you.